This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman and Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. Ein Mamana Misha Koyla Alfin Einin Ola Einin Alfin. We don't appoint someone who doesn't differentiate between the Aleph and the Ayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Lama Zayin, Perush, Havaras HaAyin Hu B'Choyzek. An Ayin is more pronounced, V'Amuka Yoyser. It's deeper, Me Havaras HaAleph. Ayin. So, ah and ah. V'hu adin l'mishakari chesin heyin oishakarin l'shibolas siboilas. Likewise, if someone doesn't differentiate between a ches and a hey, or it doesn't differentiate between a shin and a sin. V'im kulam medabrim kach, if everyone in that location speaks that way, then motor li yoshtiyat tzibur, it's permitted to be yoshtiyat tzibur. V'da oid, du adin l'chomi she'ino yachal ha'itzi ha'isiyos kesikunan. The same din would be for anyone who cannot pronounce the letters properly. Kagoin shehu kevad peh, like someone who is of heavy tongue, uchvad lashon, meaning anyone who cannot pronounce the letters properly. He stutters, he stumbles. Gam kein emarid noyself ne'ateva, he can't be a chazan. Kein muchach mea Rambam, perek tesvav mechos nasiyas kapam alecha alev, perek ches mechos tefillah halach yud beis, ayin shem bechesav mishnah. V'tzorech iyon miyushalmi. It's a question from the Yushalmi, perek hoya koyre halach adalet, the isa sham, im hoya l'shoynei aruch. The Yushalmi sort of presents a question on this. It says if his tongue was long, ayin sham b'fnei Moshe dematir b'inyan ze b'mnei shemikamakum inay mishane ha'osius mehavayasan. Look there in the Pnei Moshe who matters this inyan, because nevertheless he doesn't change the letters from the way they are. Achein l'fima shapirasham habal sefer charedim as the Rishalmi nicha. The way the charedim explains the Yushalmi, it comes out good. Okay, Siv Katan Lamirchas, Ula Ainin Alfin. Ein Befri Chadash. Shehela, the Bizman, the Leka Acher, Roy Kamoisai. In a situation where you have a chazan, he doesn't differentiate between an Ayin and an Aleph, but there's no more worthy candidate. Mutter Lohirida Lateva, he could go down to the Amen Afilo Bechesin Haheyan, even if he doesn't distinguish between Chesin and Haheyan. Avobal Pnei Moshe Anal, Choleik Alav. The Pnei Moshe argues on him. The soiver he holds afilu b'daleka acher, even if there's no one else, loy shari, it's not permitted. Ki em hecha dechshu mechavin likrois oisai leches. The Pnei Moshe argues, and he holds, even if there's no one, it's not permitted, only in a situation where he's mechavin to read the ches through difficulty, yachal likrois oisai shaper, he could read it well. He holds, even if there's no one else, it's only permitted in a situation where if he puts his focus to it, he could get a proper ches out. V'nira oida, afila pri chadash, even according to the pri chadash. So, in other words, we have machlokes pri chadash and pnei Moshe. Pri chadash holds that if there's no one else, then even a chazan who doesn't distinguish between an aleph and an ayin, between a ches and a hey, you could appoint him. But the Pnei Moshe, he argues now, which Pnei Moshe is he referring to? The Pnei Moshe in Sivkadon Lamed Zayin, who allows, even in a situation where somebody does not distinguish, because he's not Mishana the Oisiois, but Pnei Moshe holds, even if there's no one else, it's only permitted if he could get out the letter Al Yidei Adchak. V'nira Oid, even the Pri Chadash, who says if there's no one else, he could be the Chazan, Eimoto Amenoso Shelsio Bekeva, you can't appoint him permanently, because maybe tomorrow you find someone more worthy. mutter lahiridai bidaleka roi kamaisai. Only for this time, he could be a chazen, where there's nobody more worthy, like the story of Rab Chiya in the Gemara. So even the Pri Chadash, who's lenient regarding this issue, that's only as like a one-time dispensation, but not as a regular chazen. Sif Yud Gimel. Poicheach. What's a poicheach? V'umisha bigdai karua. V'zrayoysa magulam layer lefnei ateva. Guy's wearing a tank top or an undershirt without sleeves, he can't be the chazan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uzrayosa v'gam ksefav, means his arms and his shoulders. V'nei ateva le'yasa shiltzi v'lispalel. Aval hu pyresu al shema levad. He could be pyres al shema, which is to say baruchu and the first two brachos of brachos kriya shema. V'gam as to lead the tzibur. V'gam iner kar b'tar shignayhu. He also can't read the Torah for the tzibur, that's a gnai. Sif yadalid. Suma yoreid lefnei ateva, a blind person could be the chazan. Uvavad shal yikra b'tayra, as long as he's not the bal koyrei. Misham dvarim shabachsav iatara shalom ram bal peh. The written word you can't say bal peh. Says mishabro suma afilu b'shtei einav, even in two eyes, he could be a chazan. V'chay b'chol mitzvos minat tayra. A blind person is chayv in all the mitzvahs. The kaimel and rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like the rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda. Uvetshuvas chavas yoyer siman kuf ayin vav heela. Tshuvas chavas yoyer. He brings up the point. Sha'af al pikein. That even so, lo yispalel suma biyam naram. A blind person should not be the chazan yam naram. Afilu be'echad me'enav, even if he's blind in one eye. Hechadika achar roi v'hagin kiyotzabai. Where there's someone else who's fitting. Ayin sham tamai. Look in the Chavasir, his reason. Sefer El Yoraba, but Yisir Cholek Olav. El Yoraba argues, V'nirali da'af le'divrei ha'chavos yoyer, even according to the Chavos yoyer, that the Suma should not daven Yom Naram, even if he's blind in one eye, Hayinu rak shalom nois l'charchila. That is, you can't appoint l'charchila. Avaloi l'salkim she'el tzibam nasa Suma. But we don't remove him if he became blind. She'el tzibar she'esh boi, kevedos oznaim she'en ha'shamea klal. A shel tzibur that is hard of hearing. He doesn't hear at all. Masik b'chadush Rabbi Kiv Eger, d'lo yeh shel tzibur. Da'afte im lo yishmiel azna yatsa, even though if you don't hear yourself speaking, yer yoytza mikomakim kim d'chadchila tzach lashmiel azna, since d'chadchila you need to be able to hear, eino yimoytzi acherim d'chadchila. You can't be moytzi others d'chadchila. Shalo yikra, a suma should not read from the Torah. Ayin lekaman simin kuflam etes if gimel bahaga. Let's do one more sif. Shliach tzibur kavua yored lefnei atel meyatzal yamtin sheyemrulai. A guy who's a set shliach tzibur, he davens every Shabbos mevarchim, he davens every mincha, he should just go up. They don't have to ask him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sharei kvar minu elazeh. They already pointed him. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's hold it over here. And we'll see everybody hopefully back Monday with Siman Nun Gimel Sif Tes Zayin. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Quick question?
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.